This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
Well, welcome along. Hello, I'm indeed OJ Borge with BFBS Esports Live. Live every Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the latest in esports news. Plus, I'll be chatting some amazing guests from within and without the forces. And it's interesting to point out that for me, and I know half term is different all around the UK, but it is half term for me this week, which means if you do game, if you do play esports, especially if you just go into public matches, it's the weeks of half term where you end up coming up against hyper astute tweens with insane reaction times. You just get absolutely monstered by them every single week. So that has been my week so far. On tonight's show, I'm going to be joined by Flying Officer Stephen Rennie, who is the Vice Chair of RAF's esports team. We're going to be chatting about the Insomnia Festival in April, plus the new gaming rooms coming to those bases in the UK real soon. And I'm going to chat to Frankie Ward as well, who is a presenter, producer, a caster, a show host. She can do it all. We'll chat to her, not just about the impact, but also about women in esports. First, though, let's play some music as we always do. This is Katie Tunstall, and Suddenly I See here on BFBS, the Forces Station. Amazing Katie Tunstall here on BFBS. So I interviewed 6 months ago, and she was out in her cabin. She lives in the wilds of California, where outside of it was a mountain lion or a mountain cougar or a mountain something. Anyway, if you missed Esports Live, you can catch up again by going to bfbs.com/esports live. Also hear it again on Sunday afternoon, 12:30 UK time. Let's time to check in with our first guest tonight, who is Flying Officer Stephen Rennie. Stephen, how are you, buddy?
Evening, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, mate. Excited to talk to you about the RAF, these new RAF rooms. But also Insomnia in April, because for people who don't know about it, just explain what sort of event this is, Insomnia.
So Insomnia takes part twice a year, and there's two elements of it. There's the expo where you have loads of stands, like the military usually puts on like their own sort of mini shows in there. We also have like some civilian companies like Ubisoft, Nintendo, Overclockers turn up and show their latest wares. So you see all like the latest products and games and new like kit in this sort of PC space. But the main element that we're focused on as the association is the bring your own computer. So that's when it's just a big LAN party where people turn up to play games. You see loads of community games, but you also have what they call the Masters Tournament. So that is what the pro teams compete in. And we like to submit a team for each game as well to try to win, like, see how far we get and how well our players stack up against like the pro teams. And we always tend to do quite well, I think.
Well, for people who don't know about a LAN party, though, I mean, I've been to a few LAN parties. They're great. But the big ones, though, they are wild. It's basically a very large room full of lots of people asking each other to borrow cables.
Yeah, I'd probably say about that. Cables, peripherals, like, inevitably people forget things. Or the second time I went to Insomnia, I actually had my computer die on me.
Oh, no!
So... a previous unit I've stationed in Bekula, which I don't know where it is, the Scottish Isles. So I had a 14-hour drive with my PC on my back seat. And I like to think it's not my driving that caused it, but the computer didn't survive contact with arriving at the LAN. So I had to buy some parts off Overclockers because they had a Liberty Desk system there. So they brought me a new motherboard. Processor and I had to repair my computer to start. I got it to work.
Well, like, so, Stephen, right there, that is your training within the RAF, being able to solve issues on the fly. Well, it's going to be.
So, as an ICC tech at the time, that's quite a joke. Whenever I turn up my computer, they're like, is it going to start? And I'm like, oh, I hope so.
Well, when you're there and people know you're from the RAF, especially with other forces as well, do people come up to you and ask you about what it's like being a serving officer and being into esports?
Yeah, that's often the conversation we get. So that's what I really like about Insomnia. It's like a really good community aspect. So like folk are interested in the games we play, but also interested in what we do. When we tell them like we're there like representing the service, well, it's not like our primary role to play esports. It's something that's like encouraged now. They're always really interested. And it's quite a good feeling just to like chat away about what you do in your day job as well. It's like what games you play and what being Insomnia means to you. So it's like a really good experience for everyone that goes.
Yeah, and I think having done a whole series of these shows and now into the second season of them, it's interesting because I feel that, I mean, you'll set me right or wrong here, I guess, I feel like the RAF does seem to be leading on esports within the service.
Oh, I definitely think so. Like, we just had Code Bowl at the end of the year, and if we're not leading, we're definitely winning. Because the RAF won an international tournament, but we were the first like stand up a proper association and start doing these things. And so I think if it wasn't for like the RAF really doing the sort of like grassroots level of esports for the services, then we probably wouldn't be where we are at the moment.
And part of that as well is the gaming rooms. Now, RAF Live, I believe, is what they're called. Just explain for people who don't know what these gaming rooms are like. What's in there and what's the purpose of them?
So, yeah, it's our gaming arenas that we're really calling. So it's what we've started to do to improve like the welfare offer to our people. So just before the pandemic started is when we first started at it, and we managed to put a bid in for support from the RAF Central Fund, which is the RAF sporting focused charity. And they gave us an enrichment grant to go around the RAF and set up esports arenas for our people to be able to use. So that lets us get people out of the rooms, really get that sort of community aspect of things on a more regular basis, get coaching on the go, and really give people a new way to socialise, because the Air Forces and the rest of the services are moving away from the old sort of socialising things where we did. Where it was more going to the bar and things like that, and like Generation Z, I don't know about that anyway. They're more sort of what experiences you can have, and and the other sort of socializing aspects. So this is a way we're looking at to give a previously like I wouldn't say unfulfilled, but maybe like underserved part of our community, and give them somewhere to go and do something really enjoy. And now we've got them standing up in those different stations, we're finding that we can start setting up station tournaments. So rather than folk just like going into a team with their friends, they can go down to their units and play in a team like represent their unit. We've recently had a room at IF Digby, and we're looking at opening IF Benson soon, and other rooms all across the UK, and we even have one at Acadia now. So it's going quite well, and we're seeing those stand up. So it's quite good to see.
Are you getting requests in? Or for instance, if anybody's listening right now thinking, hang on, I'm on a base that doesn't have one of these RAF gaming arenas, one of the RAF live rooms, can they get in touch with you?
That's more than one half to get in touch with me, and I can put them in touch with people that are already on their station and see if we can get like a committee together to try and get the room stood up. Because we have like some more funding available and more users available to roll out stations, and we'd really like to see more and more of them. And I think the station commanders want to see it as well, because they see other people getting like an esports room, and they're like, "Oh, why don't I have that?" So it's a bit like I'll catch up.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting when you first started talking about this, you used the word welfare, and that's what this is about, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like as much as like maybe part of the like, other elements of the RAF see that, oh, like well, this is attractive and can bring people in. Like what I'm really focused on is how we can better serve the people we already work with, and how useful we find the rooms. Like we can get people together, we can have that social aspect of things, and give them somewhere to develop their skills and a way that's that builds up that community and like the speed for that we like in the services.
Absolutely. Well, Stephen, thank you very much for your time. I did introduce you as the vice chair of the RAF's esports team at the top, but you're soon to be the chair. When's that? When's the coronation?
So we've not set a date yet, because I need to pass an interview as the one star yet. But I'm already doing about 75% work already, right. So I think I'm pretty good. Well, but I won't count my chickens yet.
Well, Stephen, hopefully we'll talk to you again in this series when you've got the new title. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, buddy.
Nice one. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much. There is Flying Officer Stephen Rennie. Indeed, if you are listening to this on a base and you are part of the RAF and would like a gaming room, get in touch with him and he'll be able to tell you how you can get that happening.
You're gone.
Everybody's changing from Keane here on BFBS, the Forces Station. Time for a second guest, and it's somebody who's a presenter, she's a caster, she's a streamer, she's a host, she can do it all. In fact, Frankie Ward, have you just stopped your stream for us?
Hello. No, I haven't. I was streaming earlier today. I wish that I had just stopped my stream for you to make you feel better about yourself. Not that you should need to feel better about yourself because you're fabulous.
Well, thank you. Hey, listen, before we get on to you and the amazing things that you do, we were theoretically just at the same tournament together. A couple of weeks ago, it was the Intel Extreme Masters in Katowice. I saw you on screens there. The tournament you were working on was in Katowice, but you weren't there.
No, I know. I was in Stockholm. I was gutted. I was gutted to miss you, OJ. It's been a while.
Yeah, because we do tend to hang out in Poland every now and again. For people who don't know, though, that's what tends to happen with a lot of esports tournaments. Everything is now spread across Europe or spread across the world.
Yeah, so the teams for ESL Impact Katowice were in Katowice, but for our tournament, it's slightly smaller in scale, I would say, than Intel Extreme Masters, as hosted by yourself, OJ Borg. So we were unfortunately remote broadcasting from Stockholm while the teams were on land, so playing offline, we would call it, in the business in Katowice.
How weird was it for you not to be in the same country?
Weird. It's hard. I did do the finals for ESL Impact Season 2 as well, remotely. So that was held at DreamHack Jönköping, which is this legendary LAN party that happens twice a year in this Swedish town where everyone's probably quite used to it by now. But at the first, probably found it slightly odd when thousands of people were wheeling PC towers up the hill towards this small convention centre. So last year we were also broadcasting it remotely from Sweden as well. But this was only the first year for ESL Impact. And so hopefully in the future we'll get to be in the same space as the players.
I hope so. Then we can hang out. We can hang out. Talking of LAN parties, I was just doing an interview about Insomnia. That is something I've never been to. I've never been to an Insomnia. I know. What is it like? Because you've been to loads, haven't you?
I actually went to my first Insomnia as a producer for Twitch after a few weeks in the job, switching from the BBC to gaming. So that was an experience. So I went twice as a producer, and I've been as an Intel influencer. Sorry, hopefully I'm allowed to mention my sponsor, but I went for them. So that was my job. And also once I went, actually, have I ever? I've never hosted there. I've just been there as a producer, I think, or as an influencer. I use the term very lightly. I'm a host. It's just occasionally people want me to talk about the stuff that they do, but I'm definitely not like a big Instagram or anything like that.
It's fine to influence. let's talk about Impact then, because it was a hell of a tournament this year.
Yes, it was. So as I've already mentioned, Impact League has been going for a year. So there were two seasons last year. They have an extra offline event, but then also two season finals as well that's played offline. So everything else is played online. And basically, there hadn't been any women's offline tournaments for a couple of years before that. There was one in 2019, the DreamHack Showdown. And that meant a lot to the scene. But because it wasn't sustainable during COVID, it meant that the scene was at risk of being lost. And actually, women in Counter-Strike, there's a big legacy of teams throughout 1.6 competing at the World Championship. So hopefully it's something that we can regain with Counter-Strike Global Offensive. It's just taken a while. This Impact LAN was the first of three that will happen in 2023. And it's also was a very interesting LAN because we have always seen Nigma Galaxy Female as this team that is head and shoulders above everyone else. They won three LANs last year, all three LANs, and they did go on to win this one. However, what we did see that was interesting was the other teams are starting to catch up with them.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because what this scene needs is more investment. And the bigger the tournaments, the more viewers there are, the more notice of it makes more people want to play in them. So when are the next two tournaments this year?
So there'll be one at the same time as Intel Extreme Masters Dallas. So that will be at the end of May. And then there'll be one right at the end of the year in December as well. And between them, there'll be a couple of online seasons as well, which is where we have our teams playing regionally. So in South America, in North America and in Europe.
And they're going to be great. Will you be at both of those?
I could be at both of those. We will see. You know what talent announcements are like in esports. They take them very, very seriously and not allowed to say whether you're involved or not.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I've always been in awe of you because A, you're brilliant at what you do, but B, you have a life outside of esports. So I think the question is, because you have a child who is yet one,
She is 13 and a half months, Aoife, the baby.
13 and a half months.
yeah, I'm still at that point where I'm counting how many weeks old she is, OJ.
Listen, you'll keep counting months until you get to 2 years. How do you balance it then? Because it is a difficult thing. Part of esports is I don't do a ton of esports because I struggle to travel because I've got kids and the rest of it. It's a difficult world to be in if you have a family and a base.
Yeah, I had to say no to a lot of stuff last year. And unfortunately, that's meant that doors have been closed, to be honest. So I'm very lucky that I am still being asked to do things. But there are certain things that I used to do that I was very proud of that there isn't space for me to do anymore. So I'm kind of starting to work on new games. And I have always been known in the industry as a host who does do a lot of games. But my home was kind of with Counter-Strike, right? So when I go to, say, LEC, which is a League of Legends European league, people go, it's Frankie from Counter-Strike. So I guess I'm becoming Frankie jack of all trades, and I'm going to be doing another two couple of games. I apologize, it's late, you know, for me anyway, being a mum. So I'm doing over the next 5 weeks two different games and seeing how they go. But it's really hard because I have 3 days of childcare a week normally to cover the days when I would be away at events. And so during nap times, I'm watching things, I'm making notes, I'm trying to play the games whenever I can. It is exhausting. I'm still finding a balance, but there's a lot of hustle, should we say, in esports.
You are superhuman. Frankie, I've really appreciated taking the time. I'm glad you didn't cancel your stream for us, but it's been great to chat to you. Thank you so much. And I cannot wait to see the announcement as and when they happen, Frankie.
Thank you. Yes, I hope to see you very soon in some random European country where they love esports.
Love it. Frankie Ward there, who is absolutely amazing. Let's play some more music. This is Vampire Weekend and a bit of A-Punk. Vampire Weekend, A-Punk here on BFBS. If you missed Esports Live, you can catch up again by going to bfbs.com/esportslive. Also hear it again on Sunday afternoon, 12:30 UK time. A couple of esports news stories for you. First off, Riot Games has announced the Valorant Data Portal, the VDP, would you believe? An innovative platform with comprehensive in-game data, professional and casual players alike. It's one of those portals where you just get tons and tons of data which you can use in your own way, including private scrims, custom options that allow them to easily search, query or filter the data set. The system, according to Riot, is easy to use, fully automated and allows private data access through a secure API or application-based user interface. And then just a quick story about Call of Duty, one of the games everybody tends to love, and it's about how much money people have made over the years. 50 million in collective prize money has been won. Who has won the most? Well, it's A Bezzy from US team, from the US, who tops the leaderboard with over $1.4 million won in his career, which is an absolute amazing amount of money to win playing computer games. Pass the controller.
Weep for yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left. And waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time. Didn't I, my dear? Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man. You'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time, didn't I, my dear?
Here on BFBS. And that is it. We are done. Thank you so much for being part of the show. As always, BFBS Esports Live here every week from 6:30 p.m. on a Tuesday. Thank you to my guest, Frankie Ward, who is amazing. Absolutely love Frankie Ward. And thank you as well to Stephen Rennie, who is the vice chair of RAF's esports team currently, but will be the chair in the not-too-distant future, as long as he doesn't mess up the interview, which I'm sure he won't. If you missed Esports Live, you can catch up again by going to bfbs.com/esportslive. Also hear it again on Sunday afternoon, 12:30 UK time. On the next episode, the esports quiz shall return. Now, if you missed the last one, I excelled on that by getting 1 out of 10. Everybody else did better, so that'll be next week. I'm OJ Borge, and thank you for listening to Esports Live for BFBS, the Forces Station.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.